Welcome, I'm Keith Ingersoll, and thank you for listening to this audiobook, Retirement, What Do I Do Now? Folks, I'm a financial advisor with over 30 years of experience, and I've literally met with thousands of people over the years and addressed many, many subjects. But over the last 15 years, I've focused in and especially been working with people in pre- and post-retirement and their issues. And this is what this book is going to cover, the main things. Take advantage of my knowledge and over 30 years of experience. Before we get started, I'd like to make a quick disclaimer. I will not be giving legal advice, I will not be giving tax advice, and I will not be giving investment advice. If you need that type of advice, then you should contact a professional in that area that can help you. We're going to spend the next few minutes going over the major areas that every person needs to address pre- and post-retirement. But before I do so, as you might have noticed on the cover of my book, the cover of a gold watch, and that gold watch was my great-grandfather's when he retired from the Ford Motor Company. And I guess that symbolizes what we're going to talk about today. The day of working for a company and getting a retirement plan is gone. We were provided a retirement plan, an income plan with safeties and guarantees that would last the rest of our lives for both ourselves and our spouse. In 1918, my grandfather started working at the Ford Motor Company, and the number one selling car was the Model T. Ford was producing over half of the vehicles on the road at that time. It was an exciting time in America. Henry Ford had created the modern assembly line. He had a glass factory, a mechanical shop. He was able to do everything he needed in one plant. Henry Ford had finally figured out a way to put the assembly line together to make cars available to every American family, which changed the landscape of our country. Let's shift gears and talk about these major areas that every person in retirement needs to deal with. The first one we're going to talk about is legal documents. And like I said, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not giving legal advice here, but I'm just talking in general what everybody needs to deal with. And when I say the word legal documents, every person is going to need some type of a will or a trust. I also recommend that you get a health care directive, something to let people know what you want if your health fails and you need catastrophic care. What do you want? And some type of a memorial service. Don't leave this thing to chance. Don't put it off. Procrastinate. I'm going to get to it when I start Social Security. I'm going to get to it when I turn 70. I'm going to get to it when I'm in my 80s. You don't know when these documents are going to be needed in your lifetime. Folks, I think this is a good time for me to share my own story. If anybody would have told me in my early 50s that I was going to be a widower and that my wife of 27 years would pass away from heart disease, I wouldn't have believed it. I was devastated. I couldn't believe what had happened. It just knocked me down. For 2 days, I couldn't even focus in. But after a couple of days, I had to take care of the business that lied ahead, a memorial service, her final wishes, and all the things that would have to be addressed. In doing so, I found that it made a difficult situation easier to bear by having everything lined up. I never considered myself a hypocrite. The things that I recommend to my clients, I do myself. Everyone's going to need some type of a legal direction for their estate. I want to recommend also that you get some type of a power of attorney to let someone help you in the event you need help with your affairs too. You don't want to leave that area unaddressed. The next area I want to talk about is Social Security and income. For most of us, Social Security is going to represent the foundation and major component of our retirement, somewhere between one half to maybe more or a little less. And the other two components come in from our own IRA or 401k type programs that we had to take care of and or a pension plan that we may have with an employer. The area that I see a lot of people have some confusion or hit the block wall on is where they have to have a 401k plan or an IRA plan, and now all of a sudden they've been accumulating it for 20, 30, 40 years, and now it's retirement time and they have to address the issue of converting the asset into income. Right, folks, we cannot retire on assets. We need to retire on income. What do I do? How do I do it? If I'm married, do I want to have a payout that's going to have both myself and my wife? Do I want the payout guaranteed or non-guaranteed? Meaning, do I want it to last the rest of my life and my spouse's life? a lot of different things are going on, and there's not a lot of help from the places that we accumulate these retirement plans with, because we've had to do it on our own. After the pension plans of the 1980s started going away and the 401k plan became the number one vehicle of choice for companies, we had to become our own financial advisors. We had to make the decisions what we were going to do with our assets and accumulate them in retirement. I want to move on to another area. Beneficiary designations. Let me repeat that. Beneficiary designations. It's very important that on our documents that allow us to name beneficiaries that we have those current and in order. I've seen a lot of messes over the years where people have neglected that. A spouse passes away and they don't update the documents, or they were married prior and they got divorced and they're remarried and they have a spouse from another marriage on there. I've seen a lot of different things, and so it's very important to make sure that your beneficiary designations are in order. Let me share a quick true story with you. An administrator who works at my office, when she started working with me several years ago, heard me do some public speaking to retirees about this subject, and she said to me, "Hey, can we look at my beneficiary forms? I'd like to make sure my things are in order." I said, "Yeah, absolutely. Bring your forms. Let's sit down and we'll do a review." And we contacted the people and the accounts, and she had brought in her paperwork that she had named her two children as beneficiaries on her retirement account. When we called the company, she was shocked to find out that there was no beneficiaries on her account. Well, how could that be? She had paperwork naming her children. What had happened was she was working for a company that had a major 401k sponsor that was handling their account, and they had the paperwork that she originally filled out. Well, the company, which these companies do, they changed their 401k sponsor, and a new vendor came in, and that vendor did not recognize the paperwork from the original vendor. And they required that she send in new paperwork naming the beneficiaries. They also told her that that information was disclosed to her in a booklet as thick as the yellow pages on page 77, paragraph C, line 5. That was her responsibility to notify the company. This kind of fell through the cracks, and that would have been a real disaster, meaning that the account that would have stayed out of probate court was now going to be paid to her estate. So it's very important that the beneficiary designations are in order on your accounts. And folks, speaking of beneficiary designations in probate court, did you know that most banks will allow you to fill out a form that you could name a person as what's called a POD, a pay on death, or an ITF in trust for, to be attached to your bank account so that would avoid probate? So don't overlook this very important area of beneficiary designations. Take the time to review your accounts today. At this point, I'd like to thank all of our veterans for the service to our great country. My father was in the Navy, and I'm a Gold Star son. I want to share a book that every veteran should have in their library, and the title of that book is Federal Benefits for Veterans, Dependents, and Survivors. Let me repeat that. Federal Benefits for Veterans, Dependents, and Survivors. Folks, this book is over 200 pages, has everything you need to know as a veteran, contact, phone numbers, websites, all the information you need as a veteran to learn about your benefits. The VA reports that over 80% of the benefits that could be accessed are not, because people don't know how to get them. So get this book. I would recommend maybe you Google it, and there's a website, and you can call and order it online. It's very easy to get. Again, the name of the book, Federal Benefits for Veterans, Dependents, and Survivors. Make this a part of your library. Order it as soon as you can. All right, let's move on. Isn't this good material, folks? The Legacy Box. Well, what is the Legacy Box? Well, Legacy Box is a place where we're going to put all these documents when we get done. The wills, the trust, the powers of attorneys, the house papers, tax bill information, credit card information, PIN numbers, all the different things that someone will need when it comes time to settle our estate. They're all going to be located in one easy place. I would recommend using a fireproof type box that you can buy at one of the big department stores for under $50. Put all your documents in there. They'll be safe and they will be sound and protected from any of the elements. And then when the time comes, all your family members have to do is open up this legacy box and easily get out your papers. I have mine, and right on the very top, I took a black magic marker and I wrote the word legacy box. How important is the legacy box? Let me share with you a true story. Recently, I had a client pass away, and I was working with the spouse. And in doing so, the papers that they had put together, which they did a great job, they had all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed, but what they didn't have was everything in a central location. It took several days to get the documents found to put together to start working to get the estate claim paperwork done. In doing so, the spouse discovered a memorial service document that the person had prepared, and the service was contrary to what actually happened. So make sure this doesn't happen to you. Get a legacy box and make sure it's easy to find. Procrastination, the number one issue in retirement. Why people don't address these issues. I guess we could sit here for the next 30 minutes and come up with a list of excuses and procrastinate. Maybe it's difficult to address these issues. Maybe it makes us deal with our own mortality. It's not an easy subject to deal with and address these issues, but it's something we have to get done. So I want to encourage you not to procrastinate. I want to encourage you to take action. Consider listening to this little short audio book, Your Call to Action. Years ago, a friend of mine penned some lyrics to a song that I want to share with you now.
And it's surprising how time slips away.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson for my longtime friend Keith Ingersoll, thanking you for your support.
And thank you, Willie, for your support over the years. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it funny how time slips away? Don't put it off. Take the time to come in to meet with a professional like myself and put these affairs in order. Don't delay. Again, call the office. Let's sit down and talk about your situation. Thank you for listening, and God bless.